Okay, I don't know what that's about. I've never seen it happen before. That I'm the host and I have the meeting and someone has to invite me. So okay. So okay. So let's try and summarize what we did. We're in the sugya of Zocher and Nekeva. We're in the sugya of understanding Koyach and Poel. We saw the goyin, how the days connect to each other. Our Klal Yisrael is that aspect Klal Yisrael is that aspect of the Nekeva of Shabbos, which Klapei Klal Yisrael is the Zocher, that we bring that Kedusha, that Kovod Shemaim that Shabbos has. Klal Yisrael is the one that actualizes that. That more or less, that's what we've been dealing with up to now, the interplay between Koyach and Poel. And obviously that is a major factor that's a major factor in what's called Malchus. Okay. I'm not sure if we did Dalet. Let's have a look. Let's see. If we've done this and we understand it, we know it, tell me and we'll go on to something else. The Kuf Tzadik Dalet, right at the top of the page, paragraph Dalet. Amna, b'inyan HaShabbos, yesh tosefes oimek, lama nikras nekeva machmas kebolas yichud Hashem milamala. Shabbos, klapei lamala, klapei what it's getting from Hashem is the nekeva. She's the female. And obviously the kovet shemaim is the zocher. But there's another depth here to that which Shabbos is called nekeva klapei, the Yichud Hashem that comes from above. V'lo nikra zocher machmes shemashpia brocha l'kol ha'olam. Remember we said that it looks a bit strange. For example, we refer to the moon as being nekeva. Right? Nekeva. But it depends. Depends when you look at her. She's the nekeva klapi the sun, but klapi us, she's the male. So why do we call her nekeva? So we said, we always call the thing by where it is. But where it is, where's the moon? The moon's in Shemayim. In Shemayim, she's female klape the sun. Down here, in Achinami, she's Zocher. But we don't call her Zocher because we go after where she is. I think you remember we spoke about that. So therefore, even though Shabbos should be the Zocher klape us, because we receive from Shabbos and we actualize that in the world, but we always call Shabbos female. Shabbos is the Malka, she's the queen, she's the female, because we refer to her by where she is. And where Shabbos is in her relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we said last week. But there's another depth here. There's another depth. Why Shabbos is not called Zocher in relation to her being Mashpir in the Olam, besides the one we said already. Every chefetz, every object has its tzad mashpia and its tzad makabel. It's tzad of giving and its tzad of taking. There's nothing in the world that doesn't have some aspect of those two dynamics. It's the Kodesh Baruch. Kodesh Baruch has no makabel. He's only mashpia. But everything in the bria must have some aspect of makabel, because it's makabling. It can't be only a total mashpia. That's why, by the way, Reb Shimon Shkop in the Hagdoma to Shari Yesha says that we can never be exactly like Hashem. There's always going to be an aspect of us that's a makabel, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu never has that. So even in the Tzelem Elokim, the ultimate Tzelem, you can get as close as you want, but there's always going to be, just 1 second. Ugh. This thing's not charging and I don't know why. Sorry, I can't get this machine enough to charge and we're running out of battery. Hopefully it'll last long enough. So. Start again. There's always, in anything in the Bria, there's always something has to be there being makabel. By definition, we're coming from Hashem. There's nothing that's kulu, 100% mashpia or makabel. So everything in the world has this tzad mashpia and this tzad makabel. Shapa yeshli stapek, אם לקרוא לו על שם הצד המשפיע, או שם הצד המקבל. So now you always have a problem. What do you label it? Do you label it based on the tzad hamashpia, or do you label it? Do you give it a title based on the tzad hamakabel? Shebashar shu mashpia tsurosa kafim metzias shel mashpia, ubashar shu makabel tsurosa kamakabel. When it's giving, it looks like a giver. When it's taking, it looks like a taker. It's tsura. Its characteristic, its nature is what it's doing at that time. So what is this thing really? As we mentioned last time and the time before, it depends. Sometimes a kabel, sometimes a mashpia, depending on the time, depending on the situation, depending in relation to what you're looking at in. That clear? Okay. Ula Moshe. Ha'oshi shenoisen la'oni metanas kesef. Royas atzmei kulu mashpia. There's a rich man who gives an oni stocker, gives him money. So what's going on here? The rich man is a mashpia. He sees himself kulu as a mashpia. He's giving. Where did he get the money to give the oni? How did he become an oshir? Where did he become an oshir? He became an oshir because he was makabel, that from Hashem. So when he's giving stocker, is he a makabel or a mashpia? Nachinam is doing a maisa mashpia now. But while he's doing that, he's the biggest makabel in the world. Nim says, mitzad echad einu ele nekeiva makabeles. Mitzad echad, he's a nekeiva that's receiving. V'lamein kein gove liboy. So why is he so proud of himself that he's such a big wealth stalker? Aval asiba, shebashar shehu royes hakesef shebiyodoy. Because when he sees the money in his hand and he's about to give it to the oni, shocheach hu shekiblu min ha-shamayim. He forgets where it came from. He forgets that this came from Shamayim. The Kabbalah that he got this money from Hashem. No, but that's finished already. He's not being makabel anymore. He makabeled it yesterday. Now what's he doing? He's giving. As he's kulu mashpia now. He forgets his manutak from, but one second, there was a Kabbalah here. Understood? Satadina, well. The odd. When he received the money yesterday, let's say, it said the Kabbalah, it didn't just fall out of the sky and land in his pocket. What happened was that from Shemayim came down a shefa, lights, brocha of chesed of Hashem, what is money? It's brocha of Hashem, it's chesed of Hashem, that in this world translates into money. It's chesed and light of Hashem, brocha of Hashem, that in this world, up there, I don't know what it looks like, but down here it translates into money, it translates into energy. What does he see in his blindness? He doesn't see lights coming down from Hashem that just when it gets there, it translates into money. He says, "Koich ve'etzem yodi." Wow, look what a good businessman I am. Asiti, wow, that was a good business deal I made. So he sees himself as a giver and not a taker. He asks this guy, "What are you? What are you talking about? I'm the biggest bald stock in the world. I'm kulu giver." Yeah, but where did you get the money to give the oni? I done it. He doesn't see himself as a makabel. He has to see himself as a makabel and a mashpia. But he doesn't. That's the marshal. So let's try and see how that fits back into the nimshul, into Shabbos. Aval etzel Shabbos es hakabola ve'esan asina roim yachad mu'uchodim bebasachas. In Shabbos, you see the kabola and the nasina together, united together at once. Because what Shabbos does is she takes what she's getting from above exactly, and that in the exact same way mashpias that down, like a transformer. She takes the chashmal, it's coming from the big tachana koyach, and translates it into a lower voltage, let's say. I'm just using it as a module. and passes that down into everyone's houses. That's what a transformer does. That's what Shabbos is doing in exactly the same way she receives, she gives. She just translates it into something we can grasp. I'm just in the middle of a shiur, I'll call you later, okay? So Nimsa Shigamba is Hahashpa Raimesa Kabbalah. It means when Shabbos is being Mashpia, we see Shabbos giving to us, but at the same time you see the Kabbalah that Shabbos gets from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because you're not relating to Shabbos as an independent entity. When you relate to Shabbos and what you're getting from Shabbos, you see the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's the whole point of Shabbos. The whole point of Shabbos is not to Megalah Shabbos. Shabbos is Les Lev Migahami Klum. Shabbos is Malchus. Shabbos shows you by the giving, her receiving. That's why Shabbos, we relate to more in the female because she's the Makabal, and what she's Megalah in the world is the Kabbalah that she's getting. It's not two separate things. She gets something from Hashem, and then she comes and gives it to us. Like the Oshi. The Oshi gets the money, and then he gives it to the Oni. We've got two separate things. With Shabbos, the Etzem Kabbalah of Shabbos is the same as what we're receiving down here. That's why she's Les Lemigami Klum. You don't see her. She's transparent. She has nothing. She just takes what she's receiving and gives that straight to us. So the Mashpia and the Makabal is happening at the same time. And you see it. Okay, so this is hard stuff to understand. In other words, here's another reason. Besides why we call something that in our world is the Zoche, and we call it Nekeva, besides because we look at it where it is, in Shabbos there's another depth. In Shabbos we call her the Makabal because when she's being Mashpia, you see her Kabbalah. It's happening together. So say, okay. So words don't always do the job. Let's see another marshal. The Navi Shuv marshal, the Tumuna Shetzir Atzir. Let's bring another marshal that paints this picture a bit clearer. In a mirror, you look at a mirror, you see via the mirror something that's standing in front of the mirror. Both of them have these two aspects. Bechina Mashpia or Bechina Makabal. Hatmuna kibla mehatsiyar is tsurosoi. Sorry, let's start again. You have a marshal of a picture that somebody painted. You brought this earlier. And then you have a mirror. Correct? What do you see in the mirror? So what do you see in the painting? In the painting, you see the painting that the guy painted. In a mirror, what do you see? You see what's standing in front of the mirror. Both the painting and the mirror have both these bechinas. The bechina of Mashpia and bechinas Makabal. Hatmuna kiblu me'atzayer es tzurosei. Where did the picture get its picture from? Where did it get its shape from? From the painter. Va'achshav hu mari yoifi l'chutz. And now the painting shows its beauty outside. It gives to you whatever it gives to you, whatever the pleasure of looking at a painting gives to you, the picture now reflects outwards. So the picture gets its tzura from the painter, from the artist, and then gives out its tzura to the person who's observing the painting. V'chein amara, so to the mirror. Kibla tzurosa mia oimed mulo. Where does the mirror get the picture that's on the mirror? Gets it from the person standing in front of it. V'achshav gam himare es yoifir. And now the mirror reflects, it gives out that which it received from somewhere else. Avobemes rav ahev del benayim. However, there's a big difference between them. They both look exactly the same, right? The painting gets its tzura from the artist and then shows you, gives it out. It shows you its beauty. The mirror gets its picture, its image from what's standing in front of it and reflects that out. They look very much the same, but there's a big difference. Uvehevdel batati. He says there's two differences here, two big differences. Chada, the first one. The picture that got its shape, its tzura, from the painter, the artist. When did that happen? I don't know, when did Van Gogh live? You're looking at a painting that someone painted 100 years ago. the painting's receiving, the tsura that the painting got, was in the past. אבל עכשיו היא אומרת מצד עצמו, ואין צריך לשום קבולה, וכל כולו משפיע צורה של החוץ. Does the painting need the artist now to give off its beauty, to be the משפיע? No, the painter could have died, the artist died 100 years ago. The painting now is independent. It's standing here reflecting what was done 100 years ago. Doesn't need anything anymore. היא עצמאי. מה שאין כן המראה, but the mirror is very different. כל מה שתמונות, העמד מולה, משתפקס, מתויכי, הוא רק מפני שהעמד מולה כל רגע ורגע משפיע את מוסוי לתוך המראה. The only reason the mirror is able to reflect anything out right now is because there's someone standing in front of it. Not because someone stood here yesterday, now she's giving off what? No. If he walks away, then she's got nothing to give back the mirror. The mirror can only reflect back what's standing in front of it, so it has to be a real-time now experience. אבל אם יסתלק לרגע מלתת מוסוי לתויכי, if the mashpia, the giver, I'm standing in front of the mirror, if I'll go away for 1 second, boy, serega, neilam atmano, the tmuna goes away. A big difference between the two. You're starting to get a sense already what that the difference between Shabbos and other types of giving and taking off. The artist painted a painting, gave to the painting, now the artist went away, the painting carries on being a mashpia, giving. It's not being makabled now, makabled once. The mirror can only give off, can only be mashpia while it's being makabled now. The two happen at the same time. The minute she's not being makabel, the mirror, in order to be mashpia, she can't be mashpia. Clear? That's the first distinction. V'sheinis, koyach hatziar sheyesh b'tmuna bo mikochoysov v'dimyonoysov v'kushoyrov shel hatziar. Everything you see in the painting, the koyach, the power of the painting, comes from where? From the imagination, from the koyach, from the talent of the artist. And you look at a painting, you see that's the koyach. Embedded into that painting is the talent and the koyach and the imagination and the skill of the artist. That's what's standing in front of you now. When you look at the painting, you don't see the artist. When you look at the painting, you don't see the artist. What do you see? You see a painting that the artist painted. So an expert will tell you who painted this painting because he understands the style and the structure and the painting and the guys are like, you have handwriting experts. They can tell you whose handwriting it is. But the artist's not here. You don't see the artist, even though a lot of him is in the painting, but you don't see him. It comes out that there's a disparity between the tzura of the nesina and the tzura of the kabbalah. The tzura of the kabbalah and the tzura of the nesinosa is not the same. What did the painting receive? The painting received the work of the artist. What does it give off? It gives off a picture. The receiving and the giving are not the same. You don't see the artist. The artist put all his koichos into this painting. And I look at the painting, I don't see the artist. I see a painting. So there's a disparity between the giving that the artist did and the receiving I get from the painting. Masha'ein kein, a mirror. All right. Ma shekabolus hamara et tzuris hazu atzmo hi mashpia bidyuk. What's the mirror reflecting back? Exactly what it's receiving. It's not that the mirror saw a picture once someone stood in front of it, and now, but later it gives back a reflection of that person. No. What's standing in front of the mirror, and the mirror is receiving from it now, that's what it's giving off, exactly the same. There's no disparity. Except the left's right and the right's left. Mirrors tend to invert things, but the image is exactly the same. Ulechein in achinami, shetzmuna shenasas al yedei tzayer, yesh li stapik im hu beged zocho nekeiva, with a painting, you can start thinking, well, is it Zoch? Is it Nekeva? It received and then it gave. So you can be mistapek if it's Zoch and Nekeva. You can forget for a minute that this artist received also what it's giving. And the painting also received, but now it's giving. But somebody's looking in a mirror. Or or you're looking at the moon, which is also a mirror. V'kiyoychali kro lo zocha hamashpia, and you can call it v'kiyoychala kro la zocha mashpia. You can call that zocha, that's mashpia. Harei roi es b'chush ech shela atzmoi ein bo klum. You see that the moon has nothing of her own. A mirror has nothing of its own. How can you call her a mashpia? She doesn't have anything to be mashpia. Ela rak mashi makabeles b'kol rega v'rega. What is she giving me? Whatever she receives right now. I can't be mistaken if the moon is a giver or a taker. The moon is cool at taking. It has nothing of its own to give. What's it giving you, the moon? It's giving me the light of the sun. So you're a giver? You're not a giver. You're a mirror. You're reflecting what's standing in front of you. The moon is nothing. What does she have? She has light. She reflects. She shines. She's mashpia. No mashpia anything. The moon is cool in a cave in Makabelis. It doesn't give anything. But she's giving light. She's not giving light. She's receiving light from the sun, and that just reflects off her like a mirror. Mirror's not giving you anything. I'll prove it to you. Take the image away from in front of the mirror, and the mirror's got nothing. Switch off the sun. The moon's garnished. It's a rock. Not the same as a painting. Painting, once it's received what it's received, it has something to give of its own. Now you can decide, is it acting as a male or is it acting as a female? It depends. When it's been painted by the painter, it's a macabre. But when it's hanging in the art gallery, it's now a mashpia, it's now zocher. But the moon, you can never make a mistake and think the moon, even when I'm receiving the light from the moon, to think that the moon is somehow a mashpia and a zocher. Because you see while it's giving off, you see that it's receiving at the same time. Okay, that's clear. The more chashuv that this is clear, otherwise we're not going to get Shabbos clear. How he explains it, he's nifla. These are hard concepts, and he makes it so easy. He's mesholim or gevaldik. Okay. Tov, let's take one more step and we'll finish dalet. V'zeh mamash inyan haShabbos shenikras kala b'myuchad. We had the problem with Shabbos. What is Shabbos? Shabbos is receiving from Hashem, but Shabbos is giving to us. Why she called Nakeva? So we answered because we go after where she is. But there's a depth here that's much, much more powerful. She called Tova Bo'olam, Afilu Mitzvah Satoira, Chutz Me'atoira Atzmai, obviously, all the mitzvahs in the Torah, except Torah itself. Acha She Kiblu Mitziusam Mi HaShamayim, after it received its reality, its existence, from Shamayim, Yesh Le Mechut V'Govan La'atzmom. They have their own essence, they have their own govern, their own flavor, their own taste, their own color. V'chein ha-mo'adim, kol echad chafiya govern shelo, and also the chagim, each one according to its personality. Zeh zman chayrus, v'zeh zman simcha, zeh zman kabbalas Torah. Each of the chagim has its. Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin. Each one has its personality. What it received from Hashem, it has now. It's like a painting. Aval Shabbos Kodesh Lesh Lemigami Klum. But Shabbos, we saw, has nothing of its own. Shabbos is not Yom Shel what? Zman what? Zman Simchasenu, Zman Panugusenu, Zelo? Shabbos is what? Elehi Aspeklale Hameiru Shemishtakef Betoicha Yichud Hashem. Shabbos is just the window that reflects, that shines Yichud Hashem. Shabbos is like that mirror. Whatever we're getting from Shabbos is just what she's receiving exactly at the same time from above. Kedushas Hashem is barach v'yichidoi. V'imkain yi'ef sheklal lahavchin bo b'chinas noisen. Therefore, in Shabbos, you don't see Shabbos giving anything. Because she's not giving anything. She's a mirror. Shekoch kabolosoi mudgash legamrei. Her Kabbalah is everything she's doing, like the moon. You can never think that the moon is a mashpia. The moon's less lamigami klum. It's just enabling you to see the light of the sun. It's an enabler. Maybe that's a good word. The words are very, very crude. She's an enabler. She's less lamigami klum. She just enables. That's exactly what Malchus is. And that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is Kabbalah and Nesina on two separate things. Shabbos doesn't receive something from Hashem yesterday, and then today comes along and gives it to us. The giving is the taking at the same time, like a mirror. Okay, I think that's fairly clear. And it gives us a slightly deeper insight into two dimensions of how Zocher v'Nekeva works. Zocher v'Nekeva works like a painter and a painting, like a Balt Stocker giving Stocker, but it also works like the moon and like Shabbos. When the Nekeva can never be Zocher. Sometimes the Nekeva is Nekeva, sometimes it's Zocher, depending what the relationship is. We spoke about that last week. In relation to you, I'm a giver. In relation to who's giving me, I'm a taker. Shabbos is never a giver. Shabbos is always the Nekeva because it's always giving what it's receiving now. It's just the enabler. It's not something that receives yesterday and now gives something which exists. What it's giving doesn't exist. What it's giving is just what it's getting. Exactly like a mirror. So that's the point of Shabbos. When you connect to Kedusha Shabbos, it's not Shabbos that you're connecting to. It's to the Yichud Hashem that you're connecting to. And that's why it's Yom Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not like the other Chagim. It's exactly Yom Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's all that Shabbos does. It just enables you to connect to that. Like the moon enables you to see the light of the sun, but not the light of the moon. The moon doesn't have any light. Okay. Also, I'm on a good Shabbos. Shabbos Mevorchim already, nachon?
Yeah.
It's finished already. Wow, the mamash
muzai. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Shabbos. Take good care.
Good Shabbos. Thank you. Good Shabbos.